Now, you've heard us talking about Step Up to Cancer, which is starting tomorrow. The person behind it is our producer, Claire Hogan, who's on the line. Claire.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. So what exactly, say if I'm hearing about Step Up to Cancer for the first time, explain it to me so I know what's going on.
Okay, so Step Up for Cancer is here this year instead of the coffee morning, because the regular coffee morning normally draws crowds together and we have a great morning. And we just thought with the way the COVID figures are at the moment, we thought actually maybe it's better off to do something a little bit different, but we really wanted to get back fundraising this year. So the idea is that over 8 days, the East Coast team with supporters from each of the different cancer supports and the Wicklow Hospice will walk from each cancer support to the next over 8 days. So on tomorrow, the guys from East Coast and some of the supporters from West Wicklow Cancer Support, and also Conor O'Leary is going to pop over from Purple House with some supporters from Purple House, will walk from Blessington to Roundwood over the Wicklow Gap. And that's the first day. And then on Saturday, myself and Mike Duggan are going to go up to Roundwood and we'll walk from Roundwood to Rathdrum. And then on Sunday, it's Rathdrum to Arklow, Arklow to the hospice, and then on to Wicklow Town. So you can kind of see where we're going. We're kind of going from one to the next over the week. And it's all to raise money for the Cancer Support Services and the Wicklow Hospice. And I've spoken to so many people that both volunteer for the Wicklow Cancer Supports, and also some of the people who have used the services, and they really, really, really need your support. Even things down to the cost of fuel, it's affecting everybody, but it's really affecting the cancer supports because they bring people to and from their appointments. But not only is the cost of fuel the factor here, because of COVID, before they were able to take up to 3 patients at a time to an appointment, but because of COVID now, social distancing, and because these people are vulnerable, you can only have 1 patient at a time in the car. So right, there's more travelling, there's more fuel costs. It's not just the rise in fuel costs, but it's also the travel. There's more travel. So they really need your support. That's just one thing alone. Of course, they've got counselling and therapies and different supports there for people. And I've spoken to many people over the past couple of months, and they can't say enough good things about these supports. One person described it as, it's just the hug you need, someone just to wrap your arms around you and say, I'm going to take these extra pressures off you and you're going to look after yourself and we're going to look after everything else and you don't have to worry. So they are really a lifeline for people in our community, Declan.
And of course it doesn't come free, so every penny counts, and all the money of course that's raised over this initiative stays in Wicklow and goes to the cancer support centres in your area.
Exactly, so the services are free for the service user, if that makes sense, but it costs the cancer supports money obviously to run. So you've got your fuel, you've got your therapies, you've got rent on buildings, you've got the electricity, you've got insurance, you've got all these different factors, and all these factors cost money, and that's what they need the money for. And for us to be able to keep these vital supports in our county, we need to pick up the phone, we need to go online, and we need to donate to keep them here, because without your help they won't be here, and you never know the day that you might need their help. So it's so important that we do keep them here in the county for our community.
Right, so who's setting out in the walk? You were saying a part of the team and people were joining in and all that. So the first one, I don't know, I'd been running away from that one now, Blessington to Roundwood.
Well, that was the hardest one to get people to sign up for from East Coast. I'm only joking. So even though I think it's going to be the most picturesque place to walk through, I think it'll be stunning. But so Dave from East Coast Drive is going to be there with Louise Tai, and also Gavin Dowd. So they will be walking and kind of driving from...
And kind of driving.
Well, as in, yeah, when I say kind of driving, we have a East Coast Jeep with us at all times.
All right.
So yes, people can take a break, they can get some water, they can get some snacks, and things like that, which is just important, just in case someone does need a break. Because especially that walk, that's 30 kilometres, like, uphill. So people might need a break on that one. And then on Saturday, myself and Mike Duggan are going to Roundwood. And we'll be walking from Roundwood to Rathdrum, and we'll be with supporters from Rathdrum Cancer Support, and then so on. And then on Sunday it's Jason Collins with Alex Rowley, who's a young guy you've spoken to on the show, Declan, who wanted to come out and help us from Rathdrum, right, from Avondale. School, and he's really eager to be a broadcaster, so he was eager to come on board and help us on Sunday. So he's going to come and help us and report with Jason from the walk from Rathdrum to Arklow. And then on Monday, it's Arklow to the hospice and then on to Wicklow Town. So Dave Harrington and Paul Bailey here will be with the team from Arklow. And then myself and Laura Wood will meet them at the hospice and then continue on into Wicklow Town. And then I'm getting confused with the rest of the week. So then it's Wicklow, and then it's Wicklow, myself and Mike Duggan are back in Wicklow to go to Newtown Mount Kennedy. Then Newtown Mount Kennedy, it's some of the ladies from the Network Ireland are going to come on board with us and are going to walk with Breffni, Kira O'Connor and Louise Tai from East Coast with some of the supporters from Greystones Cancer Support. Then Thursday, it's Greystones with Jason Collins and Marlena Murphy, with some of the supporters from Greystones Cancer Support. And then Friday, we're going to be at Purple House, leaving at 1 o'clock, leaving Purple House and getting back to the station and then going for a nap because we'll be exhausted.
You will, and rub those tired limbs.
I know, I know.
And get rid of all the little sores that might be there on the feet. So,
and just to say as well, Declan, on each of our stops, we're going to meet a local musician. So in Blessington tomorrow, Mark Kaplis from Balton Glass and Pa Sheehy from Walking on Cars are going to do a song on air for us. Then on Saturday we have Robbie Doyle, on Sunday we have Amy Barrett from Dunlavin, on Monday we have Sean Fox from Arklow, on Tuesday we've got Katie Forsyth from Retinue, on Wednesday we have Dara Cullen from Shankill, on Thursday we've got Kim Hayden from Newcastle, and next Friday we've got Ken Doyle from Bagatelle who's going to sing us out in Purple House.
Brilliant. God, great initiative there to highlight the importance of the cancer support centres and the Wicklow Hospice, and remember that they rely on the contributions from County Wicklow to deliver the services. So they're walking, there will be musicians, and of course looking for supporters who'd normally go to the Wicklow-wide coffee mornings to donate instead, maybe online or on phone. And how do you do that?
So it's so easy. So you can call us on 01 27 24 700. You can text or WhatsApp the word donate to 087 77 11 103, and a member of the team, it might be myself, it could be Anne, it could be anyone in the office, will give you a buzz back and will organise your donation over the phone. And also you can simply go to the website, which is probably the easiest way because you probably don't want to talk to us. Go to the website, eastcoast.fm, and it's really easy. You just go into the Step Up for Cancer page and there's loads of links there to donate. You just click on that and you can donate whatever you want there. And it all goes to our local cancer support and the Wicklow Hospice. And for everyone who donates, every hour of the walk, so between 9 and 6 every day, we have a prize every hour to give away. There's loads of things there. There's dinner for 4 at the Amber Springs. We've got vouchers from Amanda's Hair Salon in Wicklow Town. We've got gift sets from Beauty Couture Ireland, who are based up in Roundwood. We've got a hamper from Brady's Coffee. Bridgewater Centre have given us a €100 voucher. There is just so much there. I'll be here till next week reading them all off, but they're all on our website. You can get them there.
All the information on the website. Yeah. Okay, and well done to all the businesses who are so generous. I know there's a lot of calls on what they do, especially after a pandemic, on them getting back to normal, etc. But when it comes to cancer and cancer support, particularly in their local areas, they're so generous. And we want to say thank you to those businesses who have contributed. Okay, that's a starter, and it all kicks off tomorrow. Great stuff.
Thanks,
well done,
Declan.
Thank you. Step Up to Cancer on East Coast FM. Morning show. Declan being with you here till 12 and still to come. We'll hear that music from Damien Dempsey, and also we expect to hear about the weather. What's going on? It's blooming freezing after the hottest day of the year so far.